Could you just... Oh, that's... Could you just state and spell your name for us?
Sure, it's M. Ray, R-A-Y.
All right, and so with our slider here, you've put it all the way towards the distrust end. Why do you distrust in the voting system?
Because the people that are... Let's see, how do I explain this? It's difficult to trust the voting system because it doesn't seem like the people in the community are properly affected by the voting system. Like when we cast our votes, from my understanding federally, my vote is just a suggestion for who should be president, etc., because of the electoral vote. So federally, that concerns me, because why isn't my voice being heard? Apparently it goes to the person that I quote unquote elect, but if I didn't elect them either, then where does my voice go? It gets lost in the mix. So I've taken some tests and things as far as people telling me it's important for me to vote and encouraging me to vote. And I did. And I do often share vote. I'm not going to disclose who I choose to vote for, etc. But when I took this test, I was darn near smack dab in the middle. A little to the left and a little to the bottom. I don't know what that means. I can't remember. But I do look at myself as a very well-rounded human being. And so it's hard for me to trust in a system that is either far right or far left, and that seems to be some people's perspectives or understandings that they just vote one side or the other, when why can't we find a happy medium?
Now, what would the conditions be that would allow you to trust more in the voting system? Like, what would have to change?
Sure. So I kind of had seen this the last time I went to go vote, where they were showing more information that pertained to the voter and the policies and how things are ran. I noticed that there were more volunteers there as well, and that's beautiful. I think that's a start. I think we need to see more of our community coming out and taking a hand in it and being willing to be honest up front, all the information shown, that it's explained how the vote is protected, making sure that people's votes are heard and we somehow feel it. Or if there's some kind of, I guess you could say, polling or tracking to have a better understanding, so we can see our own results better of how people connect and perhaps connect the people through that somehow. What I do know is that our communities in the neighborhoods that we're in and things like that, the more we connect, the better that policy will be able to be and the voting system will be able to continue on.
Oh yeah, I absolutely agree. Community is a huge part of that. Now, the second half of this that we have is called the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. It's just two questions. Why vote and how do you do it? Would you be willing to answer those two questions as well?
How I would teach a child to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so these are like students from the UWM Children's Center. We went to them. They created this little booklet of, they did all the drawings of how to vote. And kind of the process of voting. So the question we've been asking is that if these children were here, or other children who didn't know how to vote, what would you say to them to explain why it's important to vote or why vote? And then just how do you do it? How do you go through that process?
Sure. So a good reason to vote, and I'm explaining this to a child, correct?
Yes.
A good reason to vote is so that you understand that you matter. Your voice matters. You want to vote so that there are people in place that can be trusted. You want to check those people out. Your vote will help shape your own community around you. That's why I think a child should know that voting is important.
All right. Thank you very